Okay, so today's shir is Daf Pei Zayin. We're going to begin at the sixth line at Meisvei, and let's just quickly review what we were up to. We learned the Machloikis back to the Mishnah that a Paleta Shichvazera, a woman who expels Shichvazera from her body, is Tamei. The only question is, for how many days do we consider the Shechva Zera viable that it could give Tumah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said 2 days. Rabbi Shmuel said 3 days. Based on that, it has relevance to how it looked when Matan Torah. Meaning, we learned yesterday, everybody agrees that Kabbalah Torah was on Shabbos. If Kabbalah Torah was on Shabbos, so if you need 2 days of Prisha before, so the 2 days of Prisha were Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Kabbalah, Satayra. That's why the Rabbanon learned. And that day was Vav Sivan. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, learns that you need 3 days. So then Prisha was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Kabbalah, Satayra was on Shabbos, which was Zayin Sivan. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei. The Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe the mitzvah Prisha, so he tells them, Kedash them hayoyim emocher. The Klai Yisrael should do Prisha for today and tomorrow. It's a 2-day Prisha. Kashla Rabbi Yossi, it's a difficulty to Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, they had to have 3-day Prisha. Amalach Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi responds, Yoyim echad hoysuf Moshe medatoi. Moshe Rabbeinu added 1 day. That means, let's understand what the Gemara is saying. Really, Prisha should have taken place for 2 days. Which 2 days? Wednesday, Thursday. And Kabbalah Satara should have been Friday morning. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day of Prisha, which took it till Shabbos. So the first question that comes up is the Pnei Yeshua's question. Pnei Yeshua said, we learned yesterday that how do we know Kabbalah Satara was on Shabbos? Because the Gemara said Gzeir Shavu. It says by Kabbalah Satara Zachar Shem Azeh. It says Kabbalah Shabbos Zachar Shem Shabbos Lakachai. But according to this, Kabbalah Satara was really supposed to be Friday. So what's the Gemara going to do with that Gzeir Shavu? Answers the Pnei Yeshua that we know the Gemara says Zochar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Emru. Zochar and Shamar are interchangeable. So he says a chap. Originally Kabbalah Satayra should have been on Friday, and it wouldn't have said Zochar in the Seres HaDibros. It only would have said Shamar in both Seres HaDibros. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu that Kabbalah Satayra should be on Shabbos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed one of the Shomers to Zachar to make Gzeir Shavu to say I'm agreeable with you. The Tanya, Gimel Dvarim Asa Moshe Medatoi, 3 things Moshe Rabbeinu did of his own accord. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. Hoysev Yomecha Medatoi, he added 1 more day of Prisha. Hashem said 2 days, he added a 3rd day. And the Gemara is going to describe each issue. Pirish Min Isha, he permanently remained separated from his wife, Tzipira. V'shever es halochos, and he broke the luchos when he came down with the first set of luchos, and he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Maisa Ego.
Didn't he gamble?
So he added 1 day, my darsh. How did he come to do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says 2 days, and he's adding a day. So he said, hayoyim u'machar. He made the following drasha. Hayoyim kamachar. We know that in the Jewish calendar, when is the day begin? At night. We learned yesterday that when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu Prisha? Wednesday morning. So that means the first day of Prisha would not be a full day. It would be Wednesday by day, Wednesday night, and Thursday by day. It wouldn't be a full day. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael, he wanted full days. If we want to have full days, the only way you could achieve full days is by adding Friday. So you'll have 2 24-hour days, not just 1 12-hour day and 1 24-hour day. Hayoyim kamocha, ma'alamocha, just like Thursday in the original plan would have been Leila Imoy, af hayoyim, the other day should be a day of Leila Imoy. The Leila de Idna, but now it's too late because it's already Wednesday morning. Laila de Idna Nafkle, it's already gone. That's why he added a day. Shmamina, that's how he came to learn. Trei Yoimi, 2 days. Levame Idna, besides today, Wednesday. Now, asks Tosfos, so what's Pshat that he did it on his own? It's a drasha. He made a drasha, Hayoyim Kamachar. So why are you saying that he did it on his own? So Tosfos says that the fact that he knew to make this drasha, it's not obvious in the pasuk. He went and darshan the pasuk that way. That means he did it on his own. Others say, other Rishonim say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant what that it should be 3 days, so why did he say Hayyei Nuchoinim L'Yoyim HaShlishi? He should have said Hayyei Nuchoinim L'Yoyim HaRavi. So it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally did not want to be Yoyim HaShlishi. He said Hayyoyim, he found some sort of an illusion and he added that one day. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what he did? There was no Kabbalah Satira until Shabbos morning. So now we come to a very fundamental question. According to Rabbi Yossi, Kabbalah Satira was Zion 7. That was Shabbos morning. Moreover, and I'm not going to go into all the details, we should hold that way too. Because in Hilchas Nida we know there could be a problem of an Isha being Peileta Shechva Zera, and we consider it 3 days. So Shavuos, what days are Shavuos? Vav Sivan and Zayin Sivan. Ask the Magen Avraham, how do we on Vav Sivan say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? The Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. And at Yisrael, Zayin Sivan isn't even a Yontif. How do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So some of the earlier Mepharshim say that that year was Zayin Sivan, but after that year, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that the Torah should be, we should celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day of the Omer. And the 50th day in Omer, in our calendar, is always Vav Sivan. It's a little difficult to understand, because we're celebrating a Yontav of Kabbalah Satira, so it should be on the day of Kabbalah Satira. So the Beis Halevi says, and we'll expand on this Beis Halevi, that we're going to learn later in the week there was a debate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim who should get the Torah. And who won? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we should get the Torah. What date did that debate take on? That debate was on Vav Sivan. So we call Vav Sivan Yoyim Matan Torah Seinu, because that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us that we will be the winners. More than that, the Maral along the same lines, the Maral along the same lines explains that the entire concept of us celebrating Shavuos is to remember that there are two aspects to Kabbalah Satira. There's one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah, and there's another aspect of us receiving the Torah. The receiving of the Torah was tack on Zion 7, but the giving, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started giving us the Torah, when he decided to give it to us, when that final decision took place, that's on Vav Sivan, and that is what we celebrate all the years. And the truth is, if you really think about it, all of Kabbalah Satira is really the wrong day, because we celebrate Kabbalah Satira on Vav Sivan, but those luchas we just learned, and we're going to learn in a minute, were broken. So we should celebrate Kabbalah Satira on Yom Kippur. Those are the luchas that we kept. But what are we celebrating? We're not celebrating the actual Torah we received. That should be maybe Zion 7, or maybe even better, it should be Yom Kippur. We're celebrating the decision that we should get the Torah. The decision was Vav 7.
So the implication was that before Vav 7, we might not have gotten the Torah.
Absolutely.
So then all the droshes and everything.
The decision wasn't final until Vav 7. So I'll bring you a raya from a vart that the Chassam Sofer says. I was just going to say another vart from the Chassam Sofer. He says, what was the debate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe? The debate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe was like this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're treating us like Goyim, because you're telling us to have which day should be Agbala, Wednesday and Thursday. That means Wednesday and Wednesday night, and Thursday night, which would be the night after the day. You're treating us like Goyim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to be treated, even at this point, before Kabbalah Satira, I don't want Klal Yisrael to be treated as Goyim. I want them to be treated as Yidin. And that's why I want Prisha days that have the day following the night. One more Mahalach in this Hois V'yom Echad Midatoy. What was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to accomplish by adding a day? Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us that what is Kabbalah Satira all about. So we just said that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to emphasize that by us, night follows day. The Medrash says, why by Klal Yisrael does night follow day? because Klal Yisrael, sometimes it isn't that good in this world. The end will be good. Mashiach will come. The end will be good. And Olam Haba will be good. In this world, it isn't that good. Klal Yisrael is about to get the Torah. You know, it's very easy to learn Torah but Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu said. But Moshe Rabbeinu also knew what the future of Klal Yisrael is going to be. That there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, a time of Golus. And there's always going to be an excuse in Golus not to learn. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Klal Yisrael should get the Torah on a day where the day follows the night. Where we are saying, the Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, always be Mekabel the Torah, even when it's dark. And more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that what is the Ikra of Torah? It's not just the Torah Shebiksav. It's the Torah Shebapeh that we're Mechadish. Yomech Midatoy was a Chiddush. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's Chiddush. That is the Ikra of learning. The Torah Shebapeh. And that's the day that should really be celebrated, that day that he wanted for the real Kabbalah Satorah, Zion Sivan. Continues the Gemara. Upirishman Isha, he separated himself from his wife. Mai Darish, he learned the Kavachayim. Nosa Kavachayim Batsmai. Omer, Amal Yisrael Shal Dibashkina Imam El Shachas. Klal Yisrael only, Kodesh spoke to them only once, by Kabbalah Satorah. The Kavala is man, and there was an appointment made. Omer Torah, we just finished speaking about these Pesukim. We should be prepared. Don't come close to a woman. I have to be prepared to talk to Hashem any time. There's no set time. Ask Taisus the obvious question. So Kavachaymer is a legitimate derech halimud. So it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu did a midatoy. It's the Kavachayim we know. Shleish Asimidish Atayr in the dresses behind. One of the legitimate ways of learning is with a Kavachayim. So Moshe is learning Kavachayim. So Taisvus learns that that this isn't a real Kavachayim because there was talking about a Saras Adibrais. The Saras Adibrais are unique. So it could be for the Saras Adibrais, Klal Yisrael had to be completely Tahar, but that doesn't mean for every other time that Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, he has to be completely clean. What makes the Saras Adibrais different? What makes the Saras Adibrais different is the Rav Sadia Gaon says that in the Saras Adibrais are all Taryag Mitzvahs. So since they have this unique characteristic, for that we had to be completely Tahar. But just when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, that he doesn't have to be on that level. Others want to say that we were talking about Peleta Shechva Zera. Peleta Shechva Zera is a specifically specific tumah that isn't relevant to Kabbalah Satayra. Doesn't match. Any other tumah, just because he would live with his wife, would not be as serious.
I don't understand how we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning out these things from the Torah if the Torah hasn't been given yet.
He knew the whole Torah. We've been saying this all week. Otherwise, they weren't Jews. Next. How we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed? What do you call it? Go back to your wives. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told everybody. But it says afterwards, you stay with me. This the Amri. Another say, I have to be able to speak to him, and if he's Tomei, I can't speak to him. So there are a few questions. First, we'll ask Taisus. We'll repeat Taisus' questions. Taisus asks that just the opposite. When you have an appointment, so if I know I have an appointment once in my lifetime, so I prepare myself. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be prepared every day, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need him to be on that level. One time, it's not difficult to do. Every day, it's difficult. So Taisus says that day wasn't also for sure that you had to do it. It wasn't for sure that anybody would be a Peleta Shech Vezera. It was only a Suffolk. Still, because of a suffix that she may be Tamei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, prepare yourself. So Moshe Rabbeinu is also a suffix. That's why he felt he should prepare himself. The next Taisus asks the question like this. Taisus asks, we know there's a parasha, we just learned it, that Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. That what happened when Eldad and Medad, Taisus quotes the Medrash, became Nevi'im. So Miriam and Aaron said, wow, how lucky the wives of these people are, that their husband became Nevi'im. Zipporah was standing there, Zipporah, Moshe's wife. She said, what are you saying so great? Terrible. From when Moshe Rabbeinu became a Navi, he hasn't lived with me. And there are days in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu already separated himself from Miriam, not from Kabbalah Satorah, he was ready from the snare. From Zipporah, separated himself already from her, from the snare. So now the question is, why are you speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu? We have two psukim. that said Moshe Rabbeinu was right. They knew what it says in the Chumash. These are two psukim in the Chumash. So why is Miriam angry at Moshe Rabbeinu? And why are they listening to this? So Tosfos answers, Tzipora said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to separate himself from me, he has to separate. That's what God wants. What the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu was there was at his own initiative. That he took the initiative to separate himself. And that was, she said. If Hashem would have said it, Hashem said it. But why did he take the initiative? One more vart, the Paiskim will say. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to separate himself from his wife? He could live with his wife. And every time, right after he lives with his wife, he'll go to the mikveh. And he'll be tar. But what would he be? He would have been a tefil yoyim. He'd be a tefil yoyim until that night. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to listen, to be in a situation of a tefil yoyim, which we explained yesterday, is somewhat of a quasi-level of tumah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife. Continues the Gemara. Shavas haluchas. He broke the luchas. My darsh. What did he say? Omer, ma pesach. Shu'ach metayig mitzvahs. Pesach is only one of the 613 mitzvahs. Amr Torah, it says in the Torah, b'nechar, that somebody who is nakru massive lovish of Hashemayim, they doesn't act properly, he rebelled against Hashem, shouldn't eat the Karim Pesach. HaTorah kulakam, we have an entire Torah in front of us. Yisro mumrim, they broke, they went against the Torah. Alachs kam v'kama, that they don't have, they shouldn't get the luchas. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Shenem Asha Shibarta Vamrish Lokish Yashakoyach Shibarta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you did the right thing. So first of all, again, Tais was asked, we have a real Kavachoymer. So why, if Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kavachoymer, why is it his, that it's Midato? It's not his own. It's a Kavachoymer. So Tais was answers that could be there we're talking about eating a carbon. Eating a carbon is different than anything else. For eating a carbon, you have to be on a higher level than anything else. The other question, the Ramban asks, the Gemara says, Ashish. So the Pirchon the Kavachaymi. That's why it's Midatoy. That's why it's Midatoy. What is the Gemara saying? Ashish Ibarto. The Gemara says, Asher means Yashikoyach. So the Ramban asks, how many times do you have the word Asher in the Torah? Countless. This time, all of a sudden, it says Asher, and we say it means Yashikoyach. Why don't we say it anywhere else? So Ramban says, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Asha Shibarta V'samtem Ba'oron. The Gemara says, V'samtem Ba'oron Luchos V'shivrei Luchos Menachem Ba'oron. Not only with a full Luchos in the Oron, even the Shivrei Luchos. V'samtem Ba'oron. You should put the Shivrei Luchos in the Oron. If Moshe Rabbeinu, what he did was wrong, he wouldn't have said to put him in the Oron. So Asha Shibarta must be that you did the right thing. That's why over here we say Asha means Yashakayach. Two things before we go further. The Shari Yosha asks a question. He says, we know that there's nothing better to make a person about tshuva than learning Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he saw that Klal Yisrael taka made an eagle, so don't break the luchais. Give him the luchais. Give him Torah. That's the way to become Bali tshuva. Why are you breaking it? So the Shari Yosha answers, beautiful teretz. He says like this, the Gemara says, what was the difference between the first Luchas and the second Luchas? He says, the first Luchas, whatever they would have learned, they would have never forgotten. The second Luchas, we know we learned, but we unfortunately forget. So he says, what would have been? Moshe Rabbeinu saw a Klal Yisrael that wasn't acting properly. So he said, you would have had a whole Klal Yisrael, or a good portion of Klal Yisrael that isn't acting properly, and a big Talmid HaChachamim. They never forget any of their learning. He couldn't accept that Talmidei Chachamim should be Bali Aveira. So he said, let them have a second Luchas, that they won't be such big Talmidei Chachamim when they're doing Aveiras. The Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz say a very fundamental pshat to this whole Gemara, before we go into the next Gemara. What was, so to speak, the difference of opinion between Hashem and Moshe? The Moshe Rabbeinu added all these things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it, only agreed to it. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu had less faith in Klal Yisrael than Hashem. Let's go through everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael 2 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that there would still be people that are Peleta Shech Vezera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had more faith in Klal Yisrael that they would not be Peleta Shech Vezera. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he wouldn't be able to talk to Hashem if he lived with a wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had more confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu. You can live with a wife and still talk to me. Moshe felt that Klal Yisrael doing the Egel can't get a Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that Klal Yisrael can get a Torah even when they're doing the Egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more confidence in us than Moshe Rabbeinu had in us. Because he's masking to Das Torah. It's a good question, because he's masking to Das Torah. Tashma, the pasuk says that Kabbalah Torah was only on the third day. According to Rabbi Yossi, it should have been the fourth day, because they needed 3 days of Prisha. Kashla Rabbi Yossi, and said Gemara, Rabbi Yossi already answered it. Hayamini Yom Echad Hayis Moshe Vidata, Moshe Rabbeinu added 1 day. And the Mefarshim point out, it always says Midatoi. Why does it say Midatoi? Because the halacha is that there's an issa about Taisif. You can never add to what Hashem tells us to do in a mitzvah. So Gemara always keeps on saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was careful to say, this is not about Taisif, it's Midatoi, it's on my own accord. Tashma, there's another brisa. The brisa says Shlishi. What was that Tuesday? That Tuesday was Shlishi b'Chaydish. It was the third day of the month for Shlishi b'Shabbos. Kashlo Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, Rosh Chaydish was a Monday, so Tuesday was the second day of the month. Amlech Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will answer you. Hamani, who is this brisa going? It's going like Rabbi Yossi that says that Rosh Chaydish was on Sunday. Shlishi l'mai. What did they do on that third day? Says the Gemara l'Chetanya. The Yosha Moshe Devar Amal Hashem, the Ksiv Yag Moshe Devar Amal Hashem. Moshe is coming to Hashem, telling him what Klal Yisrael said. Moshe is coming to Klal Yisrael saying what Hashem said. Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Ma Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. What did Hashem say to Moshe? Ma Amalai Moshe Yisrael. What did Moshe say to Yisrael? Ma Amalai Yisrael Moshe. What did Klal Yisrael say to Moshe? Ma Heishi Moshe Devar Gevura. And what was Moshe responding to? Says the Gemara Zu Mitzvahs Hagbola. He told them this mitzvah Agbal that they can't get close to Har Sinai. Rabbi Yoima, Rabbi says different. B'tchirish pirish ansoi. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael the einish for going against the Torah. The Ksiv Yoshev Moshe Devarim Shmeshavim Dorat Shaladim, thing that irritates you. B'psoi pirish matan schar, and then he told them the great reward we get for following the Torah. The Ksiv V'yaged Moshe Dvarim Shmoishchen Libei Shaladim Ka'agodah, things that are attractive, that are nice, like the Agadat Gemara that are Gishmak. V'yaked Amri, just the opposite. B'tchil pirish matan scharoi. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told him the schar. The Ksiv V'yoshe Moshe Dvarim Shmeshivim Da'at Shaladim, things that make him feel good. B'psoif pirish anchoi, and then he told him the punishment if you go against the Torah. The Ksiv V'yaged Moshe Dvarim Shekoshen La'gidim, things that are as hard as bitter herbs. So the Maral explains what's the machlokes here. The Maral says like this: the man d'amaret says that first he told them the einish and then the schar. He wanted them to be left in their mouths with the good taste of the schar. The man d'amaret says they first told him the schar and then the einish. We know if he would have told him the einish, the Maral says he was afraid that they would never accept the Torah. So it's mitoich shaloi lishma. He told him the schar bal lishma to the einish. Now the Mashah asks a question. He says, "We know that when the Gemara says it, when a ger approaches us to become a ger, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to try to distance him. You're supposed to first tell him, you know, it's very hard to be a Jew and about all the mitzvahs and averus. And then if he still wants, then you say, okay, you'll become a member of Klal Yisrael. So according to the first Mahalach, that's what happened. First he told him the tough, and then he told him the nice. But ask the Mashah, according to the second Mahalach, Klal Yisrael were gerim." So how can you tell them the good things first? So the Satmar Rebbe says a beautiful answer. He says like this: why by a ger do we first tell him the tough things? Because we're really scared that maybe he's not going to keep to the mitzvahs, and we'll have a person that we made into a ger, and then he's going to turn back to the old ways. So we really want to make sure that he knows what he's getting into and is ready to accept it. Who are we talking to here, says the Satmar Rebbe? We're talking to Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then we don't have to worry that if they accept the Torah, they're going to turn back. So then we can tell the good things first. Tashma, Shishi, what was the sixth day? Shishi b'chodesh was Vav Sivan, Shishi b'Shabbos, which was the sixth day in the month. Kash l'Rabbanan, which is difficult to Rabbanan. So the Gemara, Hanam Rebbe Yosihi, Shishi l'mai, what happened on the sixth day? Rav Amalechani Yason, that means on Sunday, according to Rava, they came to Rafidim. Rav Achba Yaakov Amalemason. Rav Acha ben Yaakov says, not only did they arrive to Rafidim on Sunday, but they left. And not only did they arrive to Sinai on Sunday, but they left Rafidim on Sunday also. Why? Because the machlaikas is, were they allowed to travel on the day before on Shabbos? What's the machlaikas? Says the Gemara, commifically, b'Shabbos tomorrow. They're arguing, Klai Yisrael already had the mitzvah Shabbos from Moro, before HaSinai. How do we know? Because it says a pasuk in the second Luchos, in Parshas V'Schanan, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elkecha, there it talks about Shabbos, and it says Hashem already told us about Shabbos. Where do we know about it? V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kashet Tzivcha B'Moro. HaKadosh Baruch already told us about Moro. So now, if we got it on Moro, so how could somebody say, we already have Shabbos? So how could you travel on Shabbos? So Masavar, a Shabbos Ifkid, they were told about Shabbos, but at Tchumim not La Yifkud. They weren't told about Tchumim. So since they weren't told about Tchumim, they could still travel on Shabbos, because there's no Isser. Or Masav at Tchumim Nami Yifkud, they were even told about Tchumim. So therefore, they couldn't travel on Shabbos, they only began to travel on Sunday. The question is bigger. Taisus asks that the din of Tchumim, we have a machlokes throughout Shas if it's the Raisa. So if they weren't, if Tchumim is not the Raisa, so what's the whole thing about Tchumim? So Taisus says it doesn't mean Dafka Tchumim, it means Haitzah. They weren't told about Haitzah until Har Sinai. That means Shabbos they were told already by Mara, but the mitzvah Tchumim they weren't told. Why? If they're told about Shabbos, you're telling them everything. The one thing about Shabbos you're leaving out, Haitzah, according to Taisus. Why? So the Darush Litzin says a very nice teretz. The halacha is Akim Sheshavas, a guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Klai Yisrael at that point was still Goyim because they didn't have the Torah, so he couldn't tell them all the mitzvahs of Shabbos because it would be an Akim Sheshavas. So he left out Haitzah. But now the question is, okay, we don't want to tell them all the mitzvahs. We're leaving out one melacha. We're leaving out Haitzah. Why, or Haitchum, as the Gemara says. Why is that the one mitzvah that's being left out? So, one pshat I saw goes back to what we learned on that Beis Amin Aleph. Haitzah is a melacha grua. What makes it a melacha grua? It's a difficult melacha to understand. You have to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to have a Das Torah to understand it. Until Klai Yisrael got the Luchais, they weren't in the status, they weren't in the Madrega to understand Melechas Haitzah. To tell somebody you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, everybody understands that cooking is a Melacha. You don't have to be a Yid, you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. To understand that carrying is a Melacha, you really have to be a Shtikl Talmud Chacham. That Klal Yisrael wasn't ready to absorb until Kabbalah Satira, until Har Sinai. Another Teretz I saw is very nice, like this. You know, there are two parts to being a Jew. You're part of Klal Yisrael, you have an obligation as part of Klal Yisrael, and then you have your individual obligation. So, in all the Melechus Shabbos, Bishul, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Everybody's not, cooking is also to all of us equally. That's a Klal Yisrael mitzvah. Then, Tchumim is unique to every person. Your Tchum is not my Tchum. And I may live in a city that's a very large city, and the halacha is you can walk the whole city, and you may live in a house by yourself that you can't walk more than 2,000 amos away from your house. The same thing Haitzah. I may live in a place where there's an Erev where I could carry. You live in a place where there's no Erev, you can't carry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mara only told them mitzvahs that are equal to everybody. Haitzah and Tchumim, which are unique to individuals, Hashem waited till Har Sinai to tell them. That's why Tchumim and Haitzah they only got by Har Sinai. Now the question is, but how did the animals carry? The animals were schlepping this stuff, according to Mandama, that's Mechamer. So we go back to what we said yesterday, that Mechamer l'tzoyruch, when there's a tzoyruch, you're allowed to do Mechamer. Continues the Gemara. Tashma, nishin shabar yotzi yisom Mitzrayim, the month of Nisan, the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, ba'aba osu shocht paschayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted the Karban Pesach, v'chamisha osu yotzu, on the 15th day they went out, l'erev loka b'chayrus. And the night after the Bechorus died, asked the Gemara, L'erev Saka Daitach, they didn't die the night after, they died the night before. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elami B'erev Lok Bechorus, the night between the 14th to the 15th. Vois Hayoim, the day Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayu was a Thursday. And Taisus says, it's interesting, Taisus says, Pesach Tiga Taisus and Masech Shabbos. Taisus says that this is why. So when did they shecht the Karban Pesach? If they left Mitzrayim on Thursday, they shechted the Karban Pesach, like the Gemara says, on Wednesday. The halacha is that a Karban Pesach you have to take for 4 days before you shecht it to check it to make sure it's not a Balmum. So what day did they take the animals? Shabbos. That's 4 days before Wednesday. The animals we know would have Avodah Zarah or Mitzrayim. And here Klal Yisrael were taking their Avodah Zarah, tying it to their beds to make sure that they would be fit for the Karban Pesach, and the Mitzrim couldn't say a word. It was a great nes. That's why that Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. So Tosfos Masechta Shabbos. It's really relevant. So now we're saying that Thursday was 15 days in the sin. Now, let's review the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar generally is a series of months. 1 month is 30 days, the next month is 29 days. And Nisan is always Mali. Nisan is a 30-day month. So now let's figure it out. Midach HaMesa B'Nisan Chamisha B'Shabbos. If 15 days in Nisan is on Thursday, Reish Yir D'Archa, when will Rosh Chodesh Iyar be? Shabbos. It'll be on Shabbos. Now, Iyar will be a 29-day month. Reish Yir Yarcha the Sivan, so when will Sivan's Rosh Chodesh be? Chag B'Shabbos, Sunday. Kashl Rabbanon that say Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Amalach Rabbanon, so Rabbanon answer you, Iyar Dahi Shata Avrua Brua. Even though normally Iyar is 29 days, that year they made Iyar into a 30-day month, and that's why Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Alf Sivan was Monday. Toshma, so Gemara says, Delay Brua Nisan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. I'll bring you proof that that's not what happened. Tashma Delay Brua, I'll bring you proof that they did not make Iyar a 30-day month. Because it says like this, Nisan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Braisa repeats itself. Nisan the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Ba'aba also on 14 days in Nisan Shachtu Pesachim, they shechted the Karban Pesach. B'chamish also on Thursday, Yotzu, that's the day they left the Mitzrayim. Again says the Braisa, Erev Lok B'chayrus, that night the B'chayrim died. Ask the Gemara again, Erev Saka Daitach, did they die that night? They died El Eimod, Erev Lok, the night, died the night before. V'oysa Hayoyim, the day I left Mitzrayim, Chamish B'Shabbos Hayah. It was a Thursday. Hishlam Iyar Nisan. 30 days Nisan ended because it's a 30-day month. V'Iyar Iyar Liyos B'Shabbos. Iyar came out to be Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Shabbos. Chasi Iyar. Iyar was a 29-day month. V'Iyar Sivan Liyos B'Achad B'Shabbos. And here it says explicitly the Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Sunday. Kashl Rabbanon that say the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanon are going to have to say that this brisa doesn't go according to their version, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi's version. Om Rabbanon, Toshma, V'Yissu Me'elim, V'Yovah Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, B'Chamisha Os Yoyim L'Chodesh Hasheni, V'Oitz HaYoyim, 15 days in Iyar, Shabbos Hayah. How do we know? This is a passage that talks about Mon, the Ksiv, because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Uboike Reisim Shpad Hashem, tomorrow morning you're going to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, that He gives us the Mon, the Ksiv, and it says that day, Sheish Yomim Til Ketuah. And Moshe tells them, the Mon's going to start tomorrow, and it goes 6 days. Now we know that the Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them they're going to have 6 days of uninterrupted Mon, he must be standing on Shabbos. Because that's the only way you could have 6 days of uninterrupted Mon. So 15 days in Iyar, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, we know it's Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Umidah Chamesa V'Iyar Shabsa. If 15 days in Iyar is Shabbos, Reish Yachad the Sivan, again, assuming that Iyar is a 29-day month, when is Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Chad B'Shabbos. Sunday. Kashal Rabbanon that say Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Answers the Gemara, like we said before, Amalach Rabbanon, Iyar Dahu Shata Evrua Evrua. They may, even though normally Iyar is a 29-day month, that year they turned it into a 30-day month. Amalei Rav Chavivi Mechuzno L'Rav Ashi. Toshma. Vehi B'Shchodesh Arishin B'Shana Ashenis. It was the first month, which is Nisan, the second year. Bechel L'Chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. That was the day that the Mishkan was erected. Says the Braisa, Tana Oysa Yoyim, that day Notal Atzer Ataris. Had 10 special things happen on that day. Rishon L'Masa Bereshit, that was the day the world was created. Rishon Nesim, that was the day that the Nesim started bringing their Kabbonis, as we read in Parashas Nasai. Rishon Lekuhuna, it was the first day that Kohanim did the Avoida, because as Rashi says, that till then the Bechayrim did the Avoida, now it transferred over to Kohanim. And even though the Rishonim asked, there were 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Zayin Yemei Meluim, that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida, and the Kohanim helped them, that doesn't count, because that was just tryouts. Rishon LaVoida, that was the first day of Avoida, and again, because the Shilas Yemei Meluim was saying don't count. Rishon L'Yerida Seish, that was the day when the fire came down from Shemayim and the Mizbeach. Rishon L'Chilas Kachim, that was the first day that Kohanim got portions of Kachim. Rishon L'Shkan Shechina, it was the first day where the Shechina dwelled amongst us. Rishon L'Varach Yisrael, it was the first day that Klai Yisrael did Duchanin. Rishon L'Isra HaBomis, and it was the first day that they no longer could bring Kabbonis from the Bomis, they had to bring them strictly to the Mishkan. And Rishon L'Chadashim, Nisan is the first month. Now, says the Gemara, Umidere Shorach the Nisan the High Shata, Chad B'Shabbos, if Rishon, this is the second year, this is already the second year, if Nisan is this year on Sunday, the Shtakid Dal B'Shabbos, last year Rosh Chodesh Nisan must have been on Wednesday. Why? Let's figure it out. There are 354 days in the lunar calendar, in the Jewish calendar. So if you figure it out, simple math, 350 is divisible by 7. So you have 50 weeks. Then you have 4 extra days from 350 to 354. So if you ever want to figure out when next year's Yontif is going to be, just figure 4 days later, if it's not an Ibiyar, if it's not a leap year. So if this year we have Rosh Chodesh Nissan being on a Shabbos, that means when was Rosh Chodesh Nissan last year? 4 days earlier, on Wednesday. The Tanya, we say this, the Tanya Cherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, there are never between 1 year Shavuos and next year Shavuos, or 1 year Rosh Hashanah, next year Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dala Jam Bavad. Vim Hois Hashanah Muberes, if it's a leap year, you can figure out, hey, it'll be 5 days apart. Why 5 days apart? Because always the extra month, the other Shani is going to be 29 days. So again, using the same principle, 28 is divisible by 7, and you have remainder 1. So now you have 4 plus 1 is 5. Havlei Reish Yarchad Iyah. So if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Wednesday, if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Wednesday, and Rosh Chodesh and Nissan we said is always 30 days, when is Rosh Chodesh Iyah? Mal Shabbos. It comes out to be on Erev Shabbos. Rish Yerchad Sivan, and if Rish Chodesh Sivan, if we say that Iyar is always 29 days, when is Rish Chodesh Sivan going to be? On Shabbos. Now we have a bigger problem. Because till now we've had a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, when Rish Chodesh Sivan was. Rabbi Yossi said Rish Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. The Rabbanan said it was on Monday. Nobody said it was on Shabbos. According to the Cheshmer we have now, it was on Shabbos. Kasha, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Shivach Seren Ovid, that year wasn't a year where they had 6 30-day months and 6 29-day months. That was a year that there were 7 29-day months and 5 full months. So therefore, between Pesach and Pesach that year, there were only 3 days. So if you start pushing everything off, it'll come out that Rosh Chodesh Nissan wasn't Wednesday. Rosh Chodesh Nissan was really Thursday, and everything gets pushed off to a day, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, which would work for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan will say, Ches Chaserim Ovid, that year they had 8 29-day months, 4 30-day, and only 4 30-day months, so now the difference between Rosh Chodesh from 1 year to the next year is only 2 days. So if the second year Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, the previous year Rosh Chodesh was Thursday, and Rosh Chodesh 7 will come out to be Monday. One more part I want to say, interesting some cipher, and with that we'll end the shir. We started the shir today, the Moshe Rabbeinu Hois of Yom Echad Midatoi. That means, when was the Torah given? Zion 7. That year. That means, what was the date of Kabbalah Satira? the date that Yontav Sheni Shogolius, because Zion Sivan is the second day of Shavuos. It's only Shavuos by us, not by the rest of the people. Says the Chassam Soifel Aloch Lemaisa. He says, normally, Yontav Sheni Shogolius, in certain aspects, we treat more leniently than Yontav Rishon. He's talking, I'll tell you what the Shaila that he was asked there. He was asked there a Shaila, there was a Shaila of an Aguna. If you could write a get, so if you won't write the get today, the woman would remain in Aguna for the rest of her life. And under certain circumstances, he says, on Yontav Sheni Shogolius, you could write a get. So he says, that's on every Yontav Sheni Shogolius, but not on Shavuos. Why? Because since Shavuos, that was the day. The Yontav Sheni Shogolius was the day we got the Torah, so you have to treat that Yontav Sheni Shogolius stricter than a regular Yontav Sheni Shogolius.